بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألذ بياذ الجلال والإكرام رواه الترمذي حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said say these words O ياذ الجلال والإكرام O the possessor of might and honor to say these words in abundance in other words when a person is making his dua then at the time of making dua One of the adabs and one of the etiquettes of making dua is a person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us what words of praise to use for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this word alidhu means hold firmly and say in abundance. Hold firmly and say in abundance. In other words, whilst making your dua, hold firmly and say in abundance these words. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O the possessor of might and honor. So whilst a person is making his dua, repeatedly he should try and say, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. So like how a person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. A person will say, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Other words of praise. So a person in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us such wonderful words, such beautiful words. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. O the possessor of might and honor. So a person should try and say this in abundance. One more hadith will do. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بدعاء كثير لم نحفظ منه شيئا قلنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعوت بدعاء كثير لم نحفظ منه شيئا فقال ألا أدلكم على ما يجمع ذلك كله نقول اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله رواه الترمذي. A beautiful dua, very very nice dua. Hazrat Abu Umama رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would make many duas. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم he would make many many duas. And we couldn't remember all his du'as. Such a Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he says the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make many du'as and we couldn't remember all the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now unlike us, this was something that worried Sahaba. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making so many different du'as, we can't memorize those du'as. What will happen is if we are unable to make those du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making, we are losing out. So this is how they were thinking. We are losing out from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many different du'as he's making. So what can we do so we can also get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we can also benefit from those beautiful duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, "Qulna." We went and we told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you make so many duas, lam nahfaz minhu shay'a. We don't memorize, we don't remember any of these duas. Faqala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them and he explained to them, ألا أدلكم على ما يجمع ذلك كله Should I show you some dua? Should I show you one dua that will gather all my duas? In other words, it will encompass all the duas that I make. I'll show you one dua. It's such a broad spectrum. It's such a comprehensive dua that it covers all my duas. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful dua. This is, it covers all the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For weak people like us, this is the type of thing we should be looking for. One tablet. It covers all the different sicknesses and all the different ailments and has all the different vitamins in it and all the different benefits in it and all the different things a person can need in this dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat, all found in one tablet. It's all found in one dua. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you one dua that gathers all these duas? نقول اللهم إني تقول اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say these words, that Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah, we ask you from all the good things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. O Allah, all those things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, in other words, all that khair and all the good that he asked for, whatever good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, O Allah, we are asking you for that good also. So whatever good Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever it may be that he asked for and he sought for, O Allah, we also want that same good that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا اسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ O Allah, we ask you for protection from all the evil that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection. Whatever evil that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection, O Allah, we are asking you also to protect us from those things. You know, first part, what good did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask for? Whatever good it may be, O Allah, we are also asking you for that good. Second part, whatever protection that he sought from whatever evil, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are asking you for protection from that evil also. Wa antal musta'an, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help is only sought from you. Assistance is only sought from you. Any type of help a person needs, it's only sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa alikal balagh, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all supplications reach you. All the du'as that we make, everything reaches you. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There's no power and there's no might except with Allah. It's a beautiful dua. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right at the end, telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that help is only sought from you. We don't turn our minds to any makhluk, any creation, O Allah. We turn only to you. لَا وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَغْ. All our du'as, O Allah, reach you. So we know that this du'a also we're making, O Allah, we know that this du'a is reaching you. And the last part, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There's no power, there's no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us read this dua one time at least. If we, this dua, ulama explained that if we don't know the Arabic, ideally we should try and learn the Arabic of this dua, because it's one dua, it encompasses everything. So ideally we should try and learn the Arabic of this dua. If we are unable to learn the Arabic, then it's still no problem. But remember the English words of this dua, that we're asking Allah for all the good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. We ask Allah Pak to protect us from all that evil that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection from. Then we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that help is only sought from you, and all our du'as reach you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And there's no power and might except with Allah. Let's see this dua one time. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.